Well, hello there, gamers, and we are back for a super special episode of the Gamecasters. Again, we are here with the kiddos. Leah, say hi.
Hi.
Jack, say hi.
Hi.
Leah and Jack are my niece and nephew, and it is a very special Christmas episode of the Gamecasters. Clap, everybody. Yay. We are here to do an impromptu episode because for Christmas today, I got Leah a couple of games. Leah, do you want to talk about the games?
Yes. So he got me two games, but we didn't play one of them. But
Leah got real excited and wanted to do this talk after the first game.
Yeah, but the first game we played is called Zombie Kids, and kids is spelled weird. K-I-D-Z.
You know why Z? Because of zombies.
So there are four characters, but you can play it two-player or three- or four-player. Mm-hmm. There are two different sides of the board.
Yeah, it's a night side and a day side. I think the night side, which is the two-player side, has like more exits or something. Something like that. Although we did count them up, and they seemed like they were the same, didn't it? But I read the rules, and it did say that one of the sides has more. I believe the night side probably has more sides. Or maybe the day side. Who knows?
Yeah, so there are four characters, and they try to kill the zombies in the five rooms. But they also try to go outside of the school and lock all four doors. It's kind of hard to explain.
So what's the whole point of the game? What's the theme of the game?
To lock all the doors.
Yes. So basically, we're all in a school, and zombies are attacking our school, Glengarry Elementary, right? Zombies are attacking Glengarry Elementary, and Leah, Jack, and Cameron, and Uncle Ryan are tasked with defeating the zombie horde from the school and locking all the four gates around the outside of the school. If we do that, if and once we lock the gates, we win. We lose if we have to take a zombie from the zombie pool to add on the board, but there's none left. We lose. It's interesting. There's no health for the characters. So the characters just, all you do on your turn is you roll a die. You want to say it, Leah? You want to say how to play?
Yeah, you roll a die, but I wanted to add an extra comment. Like, so here's what happened with us. So the first time we lost, but then we won, and then we lost, and then we won twice.
Correct.
The last time where we won, Uncle Ryan, me, and Cameron played it, but the other games were just me and Uncle Ryan. When we lost, we thought it was really hard and stuff, but then when we won,
seemed easier, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the game is cooperative. We didn't say that, right? We're working together on a team.
Yeah, it's like, usually in games, like, you battle each other, and then sometimes people get upset if they lose, or sometimes winners brag or something.
That's right.
So this game is
Preach it, girl.
About teamwork.
You're right. It's about teamwork. Hey, Jack, let me ask you a question.
What?
You were watching us play, right?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was cool. I liked when you tried to get the zombies out.
You did?
Yeah.
Was that your favorite part of watching us?
Yes.
Was it fun when we were like just about to lose and then we pulled it out and won anyway? Was that really cool?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe you can play with us next time.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a really fun game.
Yeah. So it's a cooperative game. Like I was saying, on your turn, all you do is you roll a die. The die has a color on it. The color matches a room in the school. What you do is you roll that die and then you put one zombie in the matching room of the die that you rolled. And then you, on your turn, you get to move one adjacent space, and you can kill up to two zombies, so long as there's not three or more zombies in that room. If there's three or more zombies in that room, you can't enter that room. And that makes the game ridiculously challenging at first, because you only have eight zombies total in the entire game. If three of them are in that room, that means you can't go in that room and kill them. So now you only have five zombies left in your zombie pool, right? And that's what makes it so hard.
Yeah, but if it was too easy, then that wouldn't be much fun. It's like, I would recommend ages like maybe 5 and up.
What does the box say? The box will usually say how old it recommends.
Says,
turn it one more time. Let me see. So it says 7 years old, and it plays up to 2 to 4. So we haven't talked about the coolest part of the game yet, Leah. The evolution part of the game. So is this game the same every time?
No.
Let's hear it.
So it's not the same every time, because if you play about 5 times, there are 13 envelopes that you can...
Or is it envelopes?
Envelopes.
Is it envelopes?
Envelopes.
Or is it envelopes?
You sound French when you say envelopes.
Envelopes. I sound more smart.
Envelope.
When you open the first envelope.
No, you sound more like proper.
Oh, proper. And English and foppish, right, Jack? Is that right? Can I get my first envelope there? Jackson Fletcher. All right.
But anyway, so yeah, there are 13 envelopes and...
Envelopes.
And if you play the game 5 times, which we did... So there's this little chart on the back. It's called the progress chart. And you put a sticker every time you play the game.
Yeah, whether you win or lose, you put a sticker.
You put a little brain sticker.
Because zombies like brains.
And if you complete a mission, then you put a trophy sticker.
Ooh.
And since we played 5 games, we got to the first envelope.
Envelope.
And it changes the game a lot, and you put new rules in there.
Yeah, there's sometimes new rules. There could be new cards. We won't spoil anything for you.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil
it. But I also want to talk about those mission stickers.
And also, the first one is cool and very fun.
Oh, awesome, Jack. The first envelope,
we
that was open?
The first envelope.
We sure did. You're right. Envelope. That's right. Right, it's, Jackson, can you say envelope for me?
Envelope.
Envelope.
So Leah talked about these mission stickers. What are the missions, Leah? It's kind of like achievements.
Yeah.
So think of when you're playing Xbox and you unlock an achievement. This game has those. So there's different things you can go for. Like, for instance, win the game for the first time with 2 players. And that's an achievement sticker you get to put on.
That is one of them, actually, in there.
Yeah, and then I think there's win a game with 3 players for the first time, win a game with 4 players for the first time. There's other cool things, such as win a game with 5 zombies in 1 space of the board, which is cool.
And also, there we go. So, Jack, can I say?
Yeah, you can say anything.
There are a lot of achievements, but I'll name a few of the achievements. So there's win a game with 2 players, win a game with 3 players.
This is all for the first time.
Yeah, and win a game with 4 players. That was first steps, that category. And the next category is panic, which is win the game with no zombies left in the reserve and win the game with at least 5 zombies in a single space.
Which we did.
Yeah.
Right, we did that one.
We also did win a game with 2 players and win a game with 3 players.
Yep, right.
But anyway.
So I don't know what those do yet, right? All we know is we take a sticker and we put it on that, like, to show that we've unlocked that achievement.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking, Leah, and I don't know this, is maybe once we unlock an envelope in the future, it might say, if you have 6 achievements or 6 missions solved, then something. You know what I mean?
Like, I play this game called Subway Surfers on my iPod, my mom's phone. Yeah, it's really fun. And there are these missions, and you can complete them, and, like, you get prizes. There are keys in the game, which help you unlock, like, characters.
Are those, like... mission, like, kind of like the missions? They simulate the missions?
And then there's a mission section, and if you...
Got ahead of myself.
And if you complete, like, let's say, I don't remember the exact number, but if you complete 3 missions, then you get to open a little spray bottle, that is, and the spray bottle has, like, if it's a really hard 3 missions, then you'd get, like, 5 keys, but if it's more on the easy side, then you would get 3 keys.
Oh, that's cool. So it kind of simulates the video game experience for you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this now. How old are you, Leah?
I am 10.
Jack, how old are you, buddy?
8.
You're 8. Leah and Jack, do you think Zombie Kids is a good game for kids?
Yes.
For ages 8 and 10?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah.
How about
because
you, Jack?
Because it's fun!
Can't argue with that. What about you, Leah? Why do you think this game's good?
It is fun, and, like, it really builds teamwork, and you're not versing against each other, because that can cause fights and disrelationships.
Ooh, wow. Getting deep on us here.
But since it's teamwork, it can, like, build relationships. Or, like, if you have a neighbor that you've never met, you can suggest playing this game with them. It's a really teamwork game.
What a great idea. That's a great idea. Isn't that what's so cool about board games is board games brings people together, right?
Yeah.
And also...
Let's hear it, Jack.
Like, I don't like winning or losing games.
Against people?
I don't want to do against people. I want to work together.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt people's feelings, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to get your feelings
and
hurt.
Like,
that's one of the best reasons to play a cooperative game.
Yeah, and some of the younger kids, like, don't really understand that. Like, sometimes they get more upset than us. They get more upset about losing. So
you don't have to worry about that in a cooperative game.
Yeah, this is a good game for kids because it can probably cause a really big fight for like little kids. And because if one of them loses, that can really hurt their feelings because they don't really understand that it's just a game.
So this is probably a little bit late, seeing as today that we're recording this is Christmas Day. So I don't want to say this is a good Christmas gift anymore. But if you got a gift this Christmas and it wasn't really that great and you want to return it and get something else, I recommend, and it sounds to me like Leah and Jack also both recommend, picking up a copy of Zombie Kids to play with your family. What a great family game if you have four people in your family.
Yes.
Or if you have five and one of them doesn't like games. Or if you have six and you don't like two of your family members, just play with the four that you like. And it's a great time.
Yeah.
Right? You can open many envelopes. Right, Jack?
It's not envelopes.
Well, what is it then, chap?
Who's Chap?
What could it be? Chap
my
is
name
like
is
a
not Chap.
Chap is like you an English an English way to say sir, like buddy, like
we
buddy.
We thought you were trying to say Jack, but
like
said
oh
Chap,
Chap good old boy, buddy, old boy.
What's
oh,
up?
Chap. Hey guys, thanks for doing an episode of the Gamecasters with me.
Bye.
We had a great time. We are going to play the next game coming up soon. It's called Ghost Fightin' Treasure Hunters.
Well, we're not
this one, the Kenner, the Kinderspiel des Jahres, I think it won it. Either won it or was nominated for it in 2014. I also got that game for Leah, and she got a little bit overzealous and wanted to do a recording before we played it, which is good because I wanted to get something out there for you guys so we could pump up this new game, Zombie Kids, which is fantastic.
Oh, and also, if you first get the game and you don't really want to, like, read all the rules and stuff, there is a 2-minute video where you can learn the rules.
Yes, you just
it's
go can I see the box? Yeah, you just go to scorpionmask.com and it's the looks like that's the publisher of the game. Scorpion Mask. Mask is spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E. It looks like it was designed by Annick Lobe. By Scorpion Mask Games. Again, that's called Zombie Kids. Really fun. I really think it's a great game for families. It's really good for kids. I think 7 and up is probably a good age range. Leah thinks maybe even a little younger could handle it, which is definitely true.
Yeah, like,
I think at the beginning, once you start adding more rules and stuff to it, it might get a little too complicated for a 5-year-old. But for 7 plus, I think it works out great. That's Zombie Kids, and that's going to be it for us for now.
Let's give Zombie Kids a round of applause.
Yay, Zombie Kids! For Leah, Christine, and Jackson Fletcher, I am Ryan, and we are the Gamecasters. Catch you next time.
See you later.
Bye.